the Gold Cup coming up. Canada obviously participating in that. The 23-man roster was released late last week. And obviously some notable names, as always. Will Johnson getting the call up, and some other notable names. I wanted to get your guys' take, though, or your opinion on a player who, you know, it's a deep Canadian squad, or deep Canadian player pool, a player that you thought maybe should have been called up.
I was surprised that Mandrakar James wasn't called up. I mean, he's arguably been Canada's best center back in a lot of the international games they've played recently. And he's had a pretty good season with Midtjylland out in
Midtjylland.
I believe Denmark. Is that in Denmark?
Yes, that is correct.
That's in Denmark.
That is correct.
Yeah. He's had a great season there, and he's been really good in a Canada jersey recently. So I was a little bit surprised to see him called up, but I mean, it's still a fairly good backline. You've got guys like Marc-Anthony Kay. So I think if I'm picking one name over, it would have to be James, because he's just been a really good player for Canada, and I'm not sure why he didn't get a call this time.
And you would think that because David Edgar wasn't healthy, if you told me that David Edgar wasn't going to get called up, I would say James would probably be the replacement. Okay, Armin.
Okay. So I want to preface this by saying I totally understand the value of calling up young players and giving them an experience that they can take, that they will use to launch their career. And I'm also going to say that I understand that for a young player like Noble Akello, an opportunity to go into the national team fold is also an endorsement by John Herdman of his quality, as well as a commitment to having him become a part of the Canadian national team roster. So from those perspectives, I think that's a fine call-up. Is that fair?
Yes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Now, here's where my issue is. Noble Okello, 18 years old, from the Toronto FC Academy, has just graduated into the senior team. He has made zero appearances for Toronto FC's senior team, and he's also never been called up to Canada before. Now, taking a player like him into a Gold Cup situation is important to, like I said, vet them into how the kind of world of international soccer works. But when asked about his inclusion, John Herdman essentially said everybody plays a role, and so in a way suggesting that Okello was a squad player, not necessarily going to see a lot of playing time. And if that's the case, I think a call-up to Forge FC's Tristan Borges would have been really well-deserved. I think he's done well enough to earn a look, and he's also been a standout in the Canadian Premier League. So my confusion is, how is that decision weighed? I would say that now that there's this league, a professional soccer league, we need to start having conversations about which players deserve national team call-ups. We don't have to settle for unattached FC anymore. There are options. And yes, it's still early, and yes, the Canadian Premier League is still new. So in this particular case, let's say that the CPL was too young for a player to have turned heads enough to get a call-up.
Which I think is fair, to a certain extent.
Absolutely. I want to make this clear. I'm not trying to judge Herdman on his decision-making. Clearly, he knows way more about these players than any of us could ever know. But I think it's important for the growth of soccer in this country that we are having these conversations, because we've never really had that in this country. I think you need that. You need the media to sort of be asking, well, where's X? Where's Y? Why isn't this guy getting called up when he's playing so much better than the guy you did call up? And to John Herdman, I would say, I understand the call up. I understand the reason for it. But if Tristan Borges puts up 20 goals by the end of the CPL season, I mean, you got to take a look, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd think so.
It's
hard to think, like, what else he could have done to get that call up, because I mean, you've got 4 goals in 6 games. I mean, he's been arguably the most dynamic player in the league so far.
Switching to the players that John Herdman does have at his disposal, the 23-man squad, some interesting selections there. I'm curious if you guys are wondering about left back, because that was the one thing I saw people were tweeting about when that came out. Obviously, Sam Adekube is injured. So he's unable to be included. But, you know, you've got Alphonso Davies, who played in that position, Marc-Anthony Kay. We've talked about a length of this position. But who do you think slots in there naturally?
I think it's starting to become kind of clear that in the national team mix, John Herdman sees Alphonso Davies as part of his attacking trident a lot more than as a left back or a defender or a wing back or anything.
Which is fair. Yeah, that's the right way of going.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to put him, because, I mean, this is easily the best attack the Canadian men's national team has had probably ever.
Yeah.
So I think that is going to be the spot that he puts Marc-Anthony Kay in, who has also played a couple different roles. Down at LAFC, he's been a little bit further up at times, but I think I think you'd have to say it's probably between those two guys, and if Davies is going to be a more attacking player, then by default it has to be Kay.
The other player called up was Ashton Morgan, and he's an experienced player. He's a guy that, you know, Herdman can use if needed. I think having Morgan is definitely a positive. I mean, he's exactly the kind of guy that you want when your main guy is injured, because Ashton Morgan's been around long enough to be comfortable in almost any situation that you put him in. So I think it's fine. I think, like, I agree with Charlie. It's Mark Anthony Kay's position to lose, and having Morgan as a backup is a beautiful thing.